And this is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Primary elections are gearing up in North Carolina, and the voter registration deadline is fast approaching. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor joins me in the studio to discuss what races Charlotte residents are keeping their eyes on as the May 8th election draws near. Hi, Jessa.
Hey, Mark.
Well, let's begin by looking at some local elections. Are there any notable Mecklenburg County races?
So, Mark, let's start with the two races that'll be determined on primary day, because there are no Republican candidates, the race for Mecklenburg County Sheriff and District Attorney. There are three candidates running for sheriff: incumbent Erwin Carmichael, former CMPD officer Antoine Ensley, and former CMPD detective Gary McFadden. All three candidates are Democrats. The issue at the forefront of the race is video visitation for inmates, which has proven to be controversial. Ensley calls it profiteering. McFadden takes more of a moderate stance, supporting the system only if it's paired with in-person visitation. And then there's the 287G program, which allows the sheriff's office to check the immigration status of anyone at arrest and then notify U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement of anyone who's believed to have entered the country illegally. It's been around for 12 years, and Carmichael has kept it going as sheriff, but both Ensley and McFadden are critical of it.
And what about the district attorney's race?
The race is between incumbent Spencer Merriweather and assistant public defender Toussaint Romaine, both Democrats. Merriweather was appointed last year to replace Republican Andrew Murray, who recommended him for the job. It's worth noting that no Republicans are running for the job. Romaine says that he's running because he sees what he calls a lack of transparency within the DA decision-making and wants to, quote, hold the system accountable.
Jessa, what about Mecklenburg County Commissioner's races? What issues are driving those elections?
Well, Mark, there are primary elections in four of the six districts and the at-large seats. The race is mainly driven by Democrats. There are no Republican primaries, but there will be a few Republican candidates vying for seats in the general election. There are a few issues driving the county commissioner's race: bringing economic mobility and creating opportunities. They'll also have to deal with funding for Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, especially when it comes to increased school security.
All right, well, let's zoom out a little bit and look at some statewide races. What state House and Senate contests do we need to be looking at?
So, Mark, Democrats want to break the Republican supermajority. As it stands now, Republicans have so many representatives in the legislature that they can override anything that Democratic Governor Roy Cooper tries to veto. So Democrats are going to target some districts and try to flip them. They need to win four House seats and six Senate seats to break the supermajority. We're watching the Democratic primary for District 99, which represents portions of East Charlotte, because incumbent Rodney Moore is under scrutiny by the Federal Elections Commission for not reporting about $10,000 worth of campaign contributions. In the Senate, the Democratic primary for District 38, which represents portions of West and North Charlotte, is also interesting. Challenger Mujtaba Muhammad is criticizing Joel Ford, the incumbent, for being too moderate. Muhammad says he's running to push a bold progressive vision in a state held by a Republican majority. And in District 39, which covers South Charlotte to the South Carolina border, Republican Dan Bishop is facing a primary challenge from Beth Monahan, who says Bishop doesn't represent the district's values because he is one of the chief sponsors of HB2.
And what about some Charlotte area races for U.S. Congress?
So, Mark, there are two races that voters will be watching closely: District 9 and District 12. In District 9, which stretches from Charlotte to southeast of Fayetteville, Republican incumbent Robert Pittenger will be facing Mark Harris, who he barely edged in the last election, and Clarence Goines Jr. in the primary. Of course, District 9 is interesting because it's one of that the Democrats are trying to flip, and it looks like there's a lot of out-of-state support for one candidate in particular, Dan McCready. McCready has raised over $1.2 million, triple what his primary challenger Christian Cano raised, making him the best finance candidate in the race. In District 12, which covers Charlotte and up to Davidson, Democratic incumbent Alma Adams is being challenged by two newcomers, Gabe Ortiz and Patrick Register, who criticize her for not being from or rooted in the Charlotte community. She's also facing Keith Young, a councilman from Asheville.
Well, Jessa, just to cover some basics, where can voters go to make sure that they're prepared for primary election day?
So, Mark, the last day to register to vote is April 13th. Voters can find more information on how to register or change their registration on their County Board of Elections website. Those links are on WFAE.org, along with more primary elections information.
WFAE's Jessa O'Connor, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.